Did you ever hear of what kind of tree that was they used the roots of?
Yeah, we would have them. It's a sassafras tree, and it grows here. I think back in the back of the pasture here, there's a sand hill over there that maybe a few were there, but they dig the root out and cut them out and they dry them a little, you know, long pieces of them, and boil them and make the sassafras tea. Our old grandmother made that, but not for any care that I ever knew. We just drank it sometimes when it was hot, you know.
Was it good?
Yeah, it tastes good. She put a little sugar in it, you know, and it was good. It had a peculiar taste, and I think maybe it was supposed to be some medical value, but I don't know for what or what. I don't think we ever used it for any sickness. They just made the sassafras tea, and lots of them liked it, you know. They'd get these roots, and I think you could dry them, or maybe they did dry them a while, and put them in the water and boil them, you know, and then they still had that flavor.
Well, were there any kind of trees around here that people would tap for sugar, to get sugar out of?
No.
Did you ever hear anybody doing that?
Yeah, well, of course I have, but we never had that. I don't think it was supposed to be maples or something.
How would they grow if there were a whole lot of those together? What would you call it? If there were a lot of those trees planted together to tap for sugar, what would you call something like that?
Well, I don't hardly know.
Would you call that a grove or an orchard or what?
Well, they do. Yes.
Which would you call it?
Well, a group of them, you know, would be a grove, all right. Either if it was more, it'd be just woods, you know.
Well, what about, was there any kind of tree that grows around here? I haven't seen one right around your house that has broad leaves on it and white scaly bark that peels off in big pieces. Ever seen anything like that?
There's a magnolia tree.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, that we don't have one, but they bring them from over East Texas and they will grow here. I've seen some that would be way up pretty tall and to have the largest blossom, you know. And the leaves, as you say, it'd be nearly as big as a, or very large and green, you know.
Did you ever see anything like ever hear of a sycamore tree?
Oh yeah, well they have one, you know, at a planted you know once.
Is that? Now what do you call that kind of tree?
That's a sycamore tree. It has a great big leaf and in the fall here was.
But does it have that kind of big pieces of scaly bark that peel off, that white?
Yeah, they peel off. I don't know what time of year, you know, and the tree will be white. But they are natives here on the creeks, just lots of them. I got that sprout there when we came in, set it out. We always liked it.